All right, so we're here and we are feeling good, we're feeling aligned, we're feeling happy, and all of a sudden, these thoughts creep up. Like, is this safe? Will this work? Is this the right path? So I really want you to listen to this. That is simply fear. And fear is literally just a signal that the status quo that you're in is being questioned and your system is kind of freaking out. So fear likes to scream all sorts of shit out, like, change is scary, this could fail, we could lose everything. It almost feels safer to kind of be stuck where you're at than to feel like there's some change happening, and that fear prevents us from moving forward. So every time we try to move forward or make progress, it's like we have this little background noise, that little audio tape that's on repeat that can sometimes hold us back, and it is our job to be able to differentiate between a real dangerous roaring lion or the one that you've kind of made up in your brain. So what should you do the next time you have these feelings of fear? The next time you hear that lion roar, I want you to roar back. You know this game and you're no longer gonna be falling for it. You're in control and you're not gonna be scared of fear anymore. And instead, you're gonna use the roar, the fear, to become an indicator to you that you are up leveling. Fear is basically letting you know that you're amazing and that you're stepping out of your comfort zone into a growth zone. And the way I see it is that fear is not roaring at you as you continue living your very inspired and soulfully aligned life that's brightening yours and everyone else's path around you. Then you're really not living outside of your comfort zone and growing. And if you're not growing, then what's the point of all of this that we're doing? Remember that oftentimes instead of enjoying the ride, we tend to let our minds enlist all the reasons we can't enjoy life. And sometimes when there's no reasons, our brains make that shit up. So remember that fear shows up when insecurity shows up, and it feels like a true depiction of reality, but it is not. Our thoughts and feelings should generally be leading us to more happiness and abundance, and it's the fear that holds us back. And remember that fear is never your entire experience. It is only one part of you that's experiencing fear. And I'm sure you've felt this before, right? There's a part of you that's fearful, but there's also like a part of you that's really excited. And I want you to focus on the more excited part. So you are not fear. Say bye-bye, fear, once and for all. And remember that even if things don't work out the way you imagined, they are still unfolding in a way that's getting you closer to your more soulfully aligned destiny and purpose, and you will end up exactly where you are meant to end up with whatever lessons you're supposed to learn along the way. So do not let fear deter you from making those moves and getting closer and closer to your divine destiny.